nowhere to hide. Looks like the hive dictates the steps, hoping for you to come out and play. A rainy day, you run around the block, naked and hoping someone will notice and laugh at you. But you know what you want. They make you ashamed and confused. You need what you hate. You hate what you need. Naked and alone, hoping someone will see you in all your ugliness. You're just hardwired to let them have their way with you. You know what you wanna do, but
fucked up. You're a dangerous. A dangerous disaster.
All right. Anyway, inspired not because of Ishtar, not because of Easter eggs, which usually you talk about that in the gag department of films, and I like those Easter eggs. And they're usually some kind of like gore or porno or some kind of awful thing. Anyway, bottom line, the people that have been involved in this, I mean, there's two things going on here. I tried to make a little video yesterday, but nobody wanted to see it, so I erased it. You know, about my inspiration, which is what? Well, my inspiration is that, you know, it's the process of elimination. In other words, if you want to back engineer, you know, to get to the truth, the transcendent truth that is cosmic within all things and yet pierces the veil of all things, then you work it backwards. Did they ban or blot out Buddha? Nope. Did they blot out Krishna? Did they blot out Ramakrishna? Did they blot out Mohammed? What did they do exactly? I mean, and is it a repeat of doppelganger? Did they do this before? Did somebody reject the truth in the beginning of the building process and said, build back better? Right, build back better without the foundational stone. Without the stone of the corner, without the cornerstone. Just build it without that. You don't need that. And so what is the cornerstone? Is it all the religions? Oh, they're all sacred and they're all true. So what is the truth? Well, work it backwards. This is for people that are semi-conscious. I mean, you people out there are fully conscious, so you don't need to hear. This is like a rudimentary, you know, put the dunce hat on, have the kid sit in the corner, and then try to reason with him, you know, one more time. Okay. So here's the deal. Nobody got rejected or blot out. Except one. And that one would be Jesus. Right? The day was switched from Easter in America. Too bad for all you Americans that go along with this. By the way, you've cursed your lives. Wouldn't want to be you going forward. God help you. God help you. You blaspheme the Holy Spirit. You're never going to wake up. That's the other thing that's been hard for me to accept lately, that, but it's necessary for growth to accept that not, and this is biblical, and I have, you know, support, you know, many are called and few are chosen. Ever heard that before? It's just the way it is. You just got to grow up and accept it. Everybody come on, it's a big tent, we're all going to be saved. Ooh, yeah, we're going to be saved. Now, what would that mean for a world or saved? It would be a life of doom. They would be doomed to shatter the illusion that they thought this was real. This is where they made their millions. This is where they had their power. This. So, Biden is the Easter Bunny. And fully conscious, and those people that say, oh, he's senile, doesn't know what he's doing, he knows exactly what he's doing. I remember this haunting statement of during COVID, we're getting tired of waiting. We expect you all to take the jab. And he was just about threatening to bomb every city in America. I mean, he's itching to get on that. He's got that itchy trigger finger. He wants all Americans dead. A new batch of people in here that he derives his power from. He can't derive power from people that know he's a piece of shit liar, a criminal, a you know, with a battle plan to eliminate all but 500,000, you know, but a half a million people or a million people, whatever it is, half a billion people, a la the Georgia Guidestones, left on the earth, and that this would be a presidency of killing. And he welcomed it. He welcomed it. He said, you know, you better get used to that. You know, there are periods in history where you know, where things like this happen. He's talking about, like, World War II. He's talking about, you know, with other parts of history where there's a tremendous loss of life. And he feels like he's, you know, the pale horse, and he's going to be inflicting that. Trish pointed out today earlier that she thought that if Hillary had gotten in there, it'd already be over with. We'd be dead. Isn't that funny? But me thinks now a couple of things have happened, and one of those things is that the fox, Putin, has outfoxed the Biden administration and the entire, all these leftist, are they all goons? Everything on the, there's no left anymore. It's the Republicans are, you know, perverts and liars too. I mean, they're both, parties are disgusting and corrupt. Meaning they lie to you about everything, so what's the point? But they did Blotto out. Jesus. Of all the people. Once again, I could have predicted it 100 million times. They made Easter, Resurrection Day, Jesus Day, the Ascension Day, the most important day in the Christian calendar, because I'm not beholden to any of these, you know, corrupt churches and these, you know, fly by night evangelical scammers. But the bottom line is, of course, because you see, the doppelganger proves it. Reverse engineer with me. They blotted out who? They rejected the stone of the corner again. The stone that you need to build your civilization. You see, Jesus isn't just a man who came to the earth to do his ministry and then leave and, you know, and that's basically it. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, the reason that who conformed us, who have the Holy Spirit, who conformed us in every way, especially mentally, I guess, before we were even born, who is the reigning king of all things and all space in between. He is the stone of the corner. Without him, you can't build a civilization. It ends up like this, or like Rome, or like any of these others, or like Genghis Khan, or like Constantine, or like they all ended up in the dump at some point. Because you're missing the stone of the corner. So I predict they will reject Jesus. And yes, Biden actually did that step. He cursed himself. He cursed his family. And that curse that he has now laid out on himself is irreversible. He needs to be excommunicated from the Catholics if they want to remain, unless they want to curse the entire church and everyone in it. And everyone who actually goes to it would be cursed too. By saying that, you know, Biden is okay. What he has done is, this is now International Blaspheme the Holy Spirit Day. He just did. I thought it was a big event, so I tried to make a video of it. But it, again, once again, in my extreme disappointment, I look around and I see nothing but ignorance, stupidity, foolishness. You know, except for, of course, not the remnant, not, which is, I guess I should just call this show the Remnant Show, and what we ought to do is celebrate, yeah, have some fun. Why should I put a hard word out here? You guys already know it. You could take my place. It's the people beyond you. Your fathers, your mothers, your children, your bosses at work, your people that actually, you know, go to football games and believe that they're watching a game rather than indoctrination. Anyway, for what it's worth, thank you, Biden, for you know, being honest. What you've done in private, being the Easter Bunny, and remember, it was the Easter Bunny last year that was giving Biden his cues on where to go, and he didn't know where to go, what to do, and the Easter Bunny let him out of there, remember? The Easter Bunny is your buddy, Lucifer. That's your buddy, Satan. The Easter Bunny. The innocent little Easter Bunny. What's up, Doc? So, for the first time in history, at least that I can remember, I'm trying to remember, people blaspheme Christmas and they try to call it this or that, or they have, you know, Gay Pride Week go on every month of the year, or whatever it is. It doesn't even matter what it is. And the whole point is, whatever day it is, doesn't matter. The fact is, it was there and did its job, which was to blot out Jesus on Jesus' day, on the highest day of Jesus for the year. The president of the United States just cursed himself, his family, and the country to doom and blotted out what's called life. He blotted out life. That means there's no life flowing to the people of America. Specifically, he has cursed himself with the unforgivable sin. There is no way back. This is not the precipice. This is off the cliff. This is the end. And I'm not even kidding. And so I thought, well, this is an important topic enough to make a video. But no. And then the Lord explained to me, they don't understand. And so I said, but I explain it so a child can understand. They can't understand. If they do, everything will fall apart for them. Their entire world will fall apart. So they can't understand. No, you're to blame, Seth. You're the one who's not being a mensch, making things work. I thought you wanted to do something with your life. Well, it's not political because conservatives reject me as well as liberals. And so, to the people that say, I don't care what Biden or anyone else did, Jesus, it's still Jesus Day and that, this and that, and he's the reigning king and everything's fine. That, by the way, that's unacceptable. You're just trying to keep from getting persecuted. You're just being a coward in that case. Jesus is fine. He's got the power over all these fools, and nothing really matters. No, the nation that you live in does matter. The history of the United States does matter. The Constitution of the United States and the Declaration of Independence and whatever else does matter. You see, the only reason that you're not on board is because they haven't taken your house from you. They haven't taken your food from you. But if they do that, then I guarantee you'll be on board. Why wait till then? Your nation has officially blasphemed the Holy Spirit. And nobody really blinked an eye. or batted an eye, as they say. So am I supposed to watch all this go down and then eat it, not process it? I have to say something. Can I at least say that I noticed it? And then come the Christians that want to whitewash it. Jesus is king. Nothing can stop that. Everything's fine. Right, Zeph? No need to be negative. Don't speak that over the world. Watch your tongue, young man. Really? Watch my tongue? I'm speaking negativity because I notice what someone did that involves everybody, that is a newsworthy event, and I'm supposed to eat it? Yeah, put a positive spin on it, Woody. Woody Keith. Go back to Woody Keith. That's a personal joke. The joke is I have a lot of people think that the departure to Zeph Daniel, which was actually a pseudonym originally for the writing of the book Lamb, and then became legal down the road. And people liken that, well, that's, there was, when Woody met Zeph, there was finally a healing. He's really wound up, isn't he? Yeah. Because he hasn't been on this sofa in a long time. To be on the sofa that I'm on, in the living room with a beautiful view of these distant mesas and all this dust out there in the desert, and then, you know, it's still cool. The temperature is still cool. I think it only got down to 47 degrees. But, you know, I mention that because I have this restored film, Angel's Tide, that is. And when you see it, you'll see in the credit directed by and written by Woody Keith. And that's correct. Finished by Zeph Daniel. And there's a lot you could say if you wanted to study me psychologically, but I prefer not to do self-analysis. Let's just understand that people will hit a low blow and try to trigger you when you don't go along with the enforced positivity of the beautiful Jesus Day. It's not going to mean one difference to me. Jesus is still king. Nothing happened, Zeph. I know, I didn't notice it. And I don't care whether they made it National Gun Day, National Trans Day, National Tulip Day. It doesn't matter. What matters is the blotto. Reverse engineer, damn it. Use your brain. Use your brain. Please. For God's sake, he gave you a brain. Why should you even have... why should you be saved at all? If you're not going to use your mind and you're not going to use your gifts that God's given you, what good are you? And all of it is because you're a coward, because you're afraid of somebody criticizing you, because you're afraid that they'll come down on you. If you accept the stone of the corner, which is the only way to build yourself. Because you're not just an earth dweller, are you? Inconsequential, equal to the insects. You come, you go, it doesn't matter, there is no soul. So while the world celebrates the Easter Bunny and Joe Biden's undying commitment to whatever group he thinks will get him reelected, we suffer because we know what they do. And we know what they did. And we know why they did it. And we know why it's 2024. So, and no, that's not going to turn things into negativity. Quite the opposite. It's just going to further the divide. which is God's doing, not Biden. It's okay, unless you're not conscious of these things. If it's all rah-rah, sis, boom, bah, what good are you? Get some pom-poms and go do the NFL. You know, but get out of here. You're no good to anyone. If you know the truth and then deny it, I mean, you're just cursing yourself. If you know the truth and then shout it from the rooftops, you're beautiful. You're doing a great service. You're helping you're actually risking your life to save other people. I don't think that. I went to, in my hospital journeys, I went to, I was the sickest guy in the hospital that didn't die, I'll put it that way, at one point. I have that honor. And the reason I didn't die is because, why do you think I didn't die? Why do you think I didn't die? Blah, 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 blah. Why do you think I didn't die? I should have. A couple or three times. Why didn't I? Well, let's just line it up. Congestive heart failure. Chronic kidney disease and kidney failure. Is it still going? Did they shut me off? Let's just go through it. Sepsis. Attacking all organs. Lungs. Pneumonia and a collapsed lung, all at the same time. It's not going to. Well, it is here. It says live. Hemorrhaging pus from wounds on my head. So I was there, and they were like betting on. They didn't think I'd make it because, you know, who cares about anybody my age? Nobody. So, no, they really don't care, okay? Please don't say something that's wrong just to make yourself feel better. They like young people. All right. Okay, stop. So here's the thing. So they were all just like very cynical when I said I'm coming back because I had people praying for me because people prayed in the name of Jesus because they appropriated the blood of Jesus onto me for healing. And guess what? I was that one guy that made it out of there. And virtually, like I'm watching this hospital show now, The Resident, I'm now bored with it. I'm not even halfway through it. I cannot believe how repetitive this thing is. But they do have all the technical right. And everybody that got sepsis died. It means you're septic, like a septic tank. It means all your organs are poisoned with poisoned blood. That's what it means. So not only one bout, two, then that was my third bout with it, with the infection, which they called MRSA. And some of the doctors told me, I got a lot of doctors who kept looking in on me and talking to me, and I appreciated that. It was because it was like they couldn't believe I was still alive. Mm-hmm. So Jesus heals. The difference between me and the other guy that got, you know, the body bag guys down the hall that got wheeled out. Oh, they were wheeled out. The guy next door to me, he got wheeled out. He was a little bit loud. I said, "Where'd he go?" And they just stare at you. You know what I mean? They don't go anywhere. They go to the morgue. They might do an autopsy. That's where, on the scale, you've got cancer, brain cancer, tumors. A lot of people have heart failure, congestive heart failure, lungs. It's related to the lungs, pulmonary and heart, all that connected. They've got something. And they can, you know, with surgery and a dozen MRIs, they can get through it. And a good insurance card, they'll live. That's true. They do live. But once somebody gets infected, like, for example, if your kidneys fail and they put you on dialysis, there's a good chance you could get infected from that dialysis machine, because it's taking blood out of your body, cleaning it where someone else had been there before, and then injecting it back in. I mean, I can't imagine a more dirty process. But people use those machines to live. I don't know why. We have a little bit of a phone call coming in, but I'm going to keep going here. So the power, you know, so once again, people can do all kinds of things. They can pray all kinds of things. But in the name of Jesus, the stone of the corner, the one, the enigma, the physics, the meta-quantum physics, right? The metaphysics or the metaphysics, the meta-cosmic physics. The principle. The statement. The source. And then finally, what they truly hate in Washington, D.C. What they hate more than anything else on earth. Funny, I predicted my country would do this. And they did it. Had they done it on a different day, I might not have thought they were serious, but they did it. They curse God officially. And they go, no, they're trying for trans rights because the trans are being picked on. I'm like, it doesn't matter what cause. You could put it up there for racism, acceptance of migrants. I mean, whatever you want to do, I don't care. That's not, do not, when you look at that, you destroy the truth. The truth is, happened to someone that I care about. That person happens to be creator. No need to put a gender on that. That's it, creator, capital I. So the creator is who they hate. And they, therefore, what they are telling me as I go further with this, which is, I probably left a lot of people behind, but as I go further with it, they hate creation. And this is a prayer, because basically the nukes should have flown. The city should have been destroyed already. It's a ritual to bring about the destruction of every city upon the earth. Every man, woman, and child that's an American should be killed, as per Biden's enjoyment. Do you know who he hates worse than anyone? Democrats that suck up to him and give him money. Because that's not the way the game is played. They can give you, money, but I mean, the point is, you know, loyal, in other words, loyal party members. He can't stand because he's not loyal, you see. But anyway, he is fully conscious of what he's done. And he is not some senile guy you just write off. He is 100% conscious of what he's done, and he's done it with great glee. He has rejected officially in this 2024 the stone of the corner that was done from the beginning of the foundation of the world, before there was ever a Jesus. I am! The stone of the corner was always there to be rejected through free will. And from that rejection, they believe that they derive power. Great power to build their own, you know, civilization based on, I guess, no children and human sacrifice and everything that's opposite from the values and principles and guidelines of God, who communicated with man so that man could live. but man didn't like being told anything. So Creator, they had to find a way to get rid of Creator. So on Ishtar, Babylon. Semiramis Easter Day. Nimrod! Tower of Babel. It's all cranking this year. The balloon has gone up today, Sunday. The holiest day of the year for Christianity. And do you know that the Catholic Church is still embrace Biden as a dear brother?
They're calling for his excommunication several
times. Yeah, but they're not doing it, are they? Has anyone ever gotten fired from the Biden administration? Have they brought the tanker captain? What is it? The cargo ship? What do you call those? The big float? What are they? The container ships? Have they brought any of them up for trial? Has anything happened at all to anyone? Now, let me explain about the ships and the bridges. 100% intentional, 100% planned. How did people miss that? They want to say conspiracy theory. Well, they could have all their theories. It doesn't matter. There was also, you know, it was orchestrated by more than the captain. And, you know, yes, they can commandeer the ship. Yes, they can turn it into the piling, take the bridge down. Yes, they a few more feet and they would have missed it. And now it's happening in Oklahoma. But, I mean, yes, the fact that you have a doppelganger in Oklahoma confirms the first one in Baltimore. So how could there then be confusion? Go to the NFL. I mean, what are the brackets now with basketball or spring training for baseball? Is that where we're at? I mean, yeah, go do something like that. But, you know, don't, or go to church. They won't tell you anything. They'll make sure that everything that has to do with the truth is obscured. Right? It'll all be about behavior. You know, adultery, drinking, showing up to church and tithing. They'll steer you into that category, and then you'll be spoken for. You'll be part of the collective. You'll be a hive mind master before you know it. Just a useless robot. So no, today is not a day for me to celebrate. I don't find any need to celebrate March. What is it? 31st as Resurrection Day. I like thinking about the resurrection. I like thinking about supping with Jesus. I like thinking about taking the bread and the wine and doing this in remembrance of Jesus, but let's pick a more holy day, say Wednesday. Let's pick a more holy day, shall we? How about Tuesday afternoon? How about some Thursday? That would be holy. But this day today is unholy. And I can say Happy Resurrection Day to my friends who are on the same page, but I mean, it's a little hollow because the world doesn't celebrate the Lord. The world has rejected the Lord from the most powerful country on earth, which represents all the other countries, NATO, Europe, European Union, UN, all the rest of them. United States speaks for them all. And they rejected the stone of the corner and blasphemed the Holy Spirit by blotting out Jesus on the holiest day of the year. I mean, good job. And they did it with a subject that, you know, people are very sensitive and uncomfortable talking about, and they don't want to be prejudiced against somebody that's different, do they? So they figure no one's going to object. I don't look at what the cause is. Gun control. You know, women, women's rights, a women's right to choose. It could put any of those things up there. That's fine. That's not the point. The point is blotto! Boom! It happened. In the hopes that maybe this will put things back on track toward, you know, massive nuclear war or something, you know, massive famine. You know, all those things are, they're just, they need them to be there faster. So the sly fox somehow got things turned around. So they're kind of in a dead zone right now. And the Easter Bunny, the bunny, that's Biden. Biden is the bunny. The bunny got outfoxed by the fox. And so now, ramping up to the big ritual. The last card in the deck. Get rid of Jesus. Here it is. Hail Mary time. Boom. There you go. It happened. It's in all the papers. It happened. To not accept it is to have PTSD. Then you're going to need to go to therapy, where someone will try to talk you down from your delusion and your obsession. It happened. The hatred of God, the hatred of Jesus is so strong. I'm surprised there's any Christians left. I'm surprised they haven't just gone in and just machine-gunned every church there is. And everyone in it, and everyone associated with it, and anyone who does business with it. Somehow the shift may go from the more narrow, white people are responsible, get them. And anyway, along with this, another very sinister thing has happened. The mandate for home invasion has, you know, the balloon's gone up now. It's legal. Home invasion is legal, but I mean, I'm talking about what they're trained for. They're trained to go into the suburbs. Remember Brother Thomas and his song, Violence in the Suburbs? I mean, we were all pretty tight back then. He'd like to come on here. I told him I would call him, and I didn't call him last week. It's hard to, you know, follow through. He might, you know, it might be trying to stay safe. I don't know. But he's welcome to be on here to go over the, because he had predicted violence in the suburbs in his own way. And just like he predicted this whole commie thing, he predicted the whole thing pretty much. I mean, I had no idea it would be this bad, but he told me in a message, he told me the show's about to start, he said, about to start, hasn't started yet. I wonder how he feels today. Well, we can find out. I just have to be tenacious about, you know, some people, you know, the ones you want on the air are the ones that are reluctant, hard to get. Somebody that loves to go on the air and just blather about whatever, I don't care. Somebody that's reluctant, you know, it's like the one you want to be the run for president, it would be the one that's reluctant to run, right? But has that skill set, has that that talent that can where they can remain true, true blue, despite everyone around them being, you know, a devil worshiper, right? And oh yeah, don't even think that they're not worshiping the devil. First thing they're going to do is worship the devil stronger, hoping that the devil will save them. I saw they had an old rendition of the Rolling Stones doing Sympathy for the Devil live with a couple other musicians and a young Mick Jagger who was just so full of himself, so filled with the unholiness, so filled with with demonic energy. Just eventually in the end of the song, and they did it flawlessly, but by the end of the song, he was on his knees bowing down to Satan. He was just like completely worshiping Lucifer on the knees for the last like minute and a half of the music video. He was actually, of the performance, he was on his knees, like almost begging Satan to take over. And so when we look at, you know, they say, oh, I feel so bad about the violence that happened at Altamont. No, that was a perfectly good ritual. What's wrong with that? That should be applauded. They should do more of those. You know, more. We need a crushing a concert now with a bone crushing rush to the outside because of terrorism. Oh, we've done that with Ariana Grande. Well, her career went up after that. That was another ritual. But the people are none the wiser. So what's the point? It's like what Charles was saying. What's the point of, one of the points of my talking is because I dare you to even try to refute me on anything. Ever. No, good luck with that. Because to be able to say what I said today takes a great deal of non-filtration. You know, not having society's curbs and filters in front of your consciousness, which makes us very changes our speech. Yes, nothing can stop King Jesus. Yes, it's terrestrial. He's going to prepare a place. And when he resurrected, he ate a fish. The tomb is empty. And so there's no Biden or anyone else that can say a damn thing about that. No, but I'm not dead. I live in a place with other living beings. And these beings, they occasionally do something. If I didn't report it, I would just be right there with them, wouldn't I? Well, I'd be afraid. Anyway, there's no way they can spin this. This is, you know, I'll just give you the rest of my take on it. An in-your-face, cosmic, eternal move, or an attempt at an eternal move, a real, you know, move that they've obviously been thinking about for a long, long time. When are we going to play that America Rejects Jesus Completely card? And here it is, well, on the most holy day of Jesus. Of course, what were you thinking, peasant? The most holy day of Jesus is when we're going to play that card. And Biden did. And boy, were they happy. Then the witchy wife, God help anyone who's underneath her purview, or if she's your boss, oh, holy shit. And I thought Hillary was bad. This is, she removed any religious iconography, any Easter iconography that has to do with Jesus, she removed it so that it can just be the Easter bunny and little eggs. You know, the egg that represents the world system, the egg that represents the rejection of the stone of the corner, the egg that represents the worship of the bunny rabbit. The egg that represents the Tower of Babel, that represents Nimrod, that represents Ishtar, that represents vengeance. Because it's, no one would make a move like that. And Biden is a very vindictive guy, you may have noticed. This is all about vengeance. What he doesn't understand is he cut off his nose to spite his face. Oh, he'll know, he'll realize that before he dies. He will realize that he's, that something happened that was bigger than what he thought would happen. Much bigger. In fact, you can look at him as a guy that just went invisible. He just went transparent. There really is no Joe Biden anymore after that. You understand, but there's no end to the curse. The curse affects all people that applaud that move to blot out Jesus in this ritual form of the highest day on the earth. There's just nothing I can say. I mean, who would do such a thing? Really, I mean, you know, what would be the purpose in it? Well, they did the demographics, Zeff, and it turns out that if you reject Christians and Christianity, you still, the huge base of Biden will be more likely to vote for him. So it's just desperation. Yes, but, okay, so he was guided by temptation and by weakness into this decision, which then ended his life. Of this life as we know it. I mean, the walking corpse will still go on. There'll still be a, you know, I don't think anyone's going to bother killing him or anything. He's already dead. I mean, now he's dead as a doornail. He's the most dead of all, and I think that I think the top Satanists pride themselves on who can be more dead. Meaning, who can do more of a blasphemous ritual against only one? The only one they look for, the reverse engineering is, and I could have told you this weeks ago, months ago, years ago, Jesus. That's the reverse engineering. So Biden then confirms Jesus is the Messiah. Biden confirms Jesus is King. Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Joe Biden, for confirming that through reverse engineering and proving to the entire world who is God. Boy, that should really help the world, right? The world must be just running to embrace Jesus now, right? I mean, it must be. Because, see, now the world has had the lesson. They chose Jesus. Of all the figures and all the days, they chose Jesus to remove from the holiest day of the year. The ritual has been accomplished, and the attendant curse from God goes out, and the planners are only hoping it touches all people because they hate creation. When you hate God, you eventually hate creation. You feel that you need to destroy any notion about creation and create in your own image. The only problem is every element that you would use would be created by God. Therefore, you are not escaping. You are simply proving and enhancing. You're a fool! Could easily walk up to a Noah Ferrari, or whatever his name is, and call him what he is. A fool! An idiot! Brain dead! Fantasizer! But I know what the pedophiles think. They're just looking at getting rid of all laws and morals and being able to have access to kids and, you know, in any capacity they want and have it enforced by law, that if a kid doesn't comply with a request for sex, they get punished. Oh, yes. Well, that happens. Used to be when people got that close to the truth and then they refused, they get gang stalked. They get targeted. Right? They're targeted because they know too much. Just another FYI. So that was all I had to say. I tried to do a video of it, but nobody was... Yeah, maybe I didn't do it right. You know, maybe I didn't explain it right. I thought, well, this is big because it's occurring on, you know, on Holy Sunday, on Resurrection Day, on the Passion of Christ. It better get their attention, don't you think? Or should we all just say Jesus is King? It doesn't matter what anybody says. No problem. We're better off than we were. We're in good shape. We're perfect. I just received a big benefit from the Lord. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to live a long time. I mean, the Lord can take me any day. It doesn't mean that, you know what I mean? I just want you to know that it doesn't mean that it means that I've been preserved to do something. But when that task is done, I go home. There really isn't any, you know, there's no lingering for me. I'm on borrowed time as it is right now. I've got several... My health is a complete failure. And yet people see me and they say, well, you look great. And this is just to keep me from getting too cocky, right? I'm here, but... And I think today's message, thanks to Biden and company and his handlers and Obama and the whole rest of them, I think they made my job a lot easier today. But woe to the people who celebrate Jesus and don't talk about the persecuted, who celebrate Jesus and don't talk about the persecution he underwent and the disciples and anyone who follows. Jesus said, Sermon on the Mount, because they persecuted me, they will persecute you, and they will bear false witness, they'll lie about you, they'll ruin your reputation. Sounds like a gang stalking video. They'll ruin your reputation. They'll make sure you don't get the job. They'll make sure that things just go wrong. They'll make sure that you're never in the limelight because that's Satan's limelight. The Satanists are policemen, and they police that limelight. They don't want to let any interloper get in there. You're not getting in without paying the price of your soul. You're not just going to go in there and be in the limelight. You're not going to go in there and get a $300 million IPO. You're not going to go in there and rock the world because they're going to do everything they can do to stop any interloping. They want to make sure you know there's only one way. And one way only. And anyone that violates that. And I'm here to say, yes, anyone who abides in that. Why should I argue with them? They're dead. They can still go out, you know, do their thing, play their song, get applause. But it's like applauding, you know, Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. It's like applauding, you know, these wax figures of these celebrities and applauding them. They're not coming back to life. And there's nothing people can do to bring them back. They are forever ensconced in clay or wax or something. You know, something, some idol to be worshipped. A man brings himself much trouble by following false gods, says the Bible. Much tribulation when following celebrities or icons or statues or rocks or sacred spaces or groves. You bring about unnecessary troubles. And that's a talk for another day. Okay. We did it. Well, I'm happy I got that out there. You know, I'm happy I was able to. Well, I was beginning to think the world was going to pass it up. You know, they talk about, people talk about how awful the trans movement is or something. And that's good. It's got nothing to do with what just happened. Why can't they see the forest for the trees? Why can't they cut to the chase? Okay, here we go. God bless you, each and every one. Happy Resurrection Day. Let's celebrate that on one of the more holy days, like a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Oh my God!
About to be revealed. Everything is about to be known. Everything.